Listen, I hope everyone is has a topped off menagerie because today I think we're going to need it.
Yes. And might as well just jump right in with both feet because we've got not one but two SCOTUS rulings. I think there was another one yesterday that where they upheld that you could pray as long as it wasn't like officially on school time or something.
I don't think that was the actual Supreme Court.
I believe it was.
I think it was the New York State Supreme Court.
The New York State Supreme Court was a gun decision. The prayer decision was actual SCOTUS, I believe.
Okay, wow.
I watched a video on it this morning.
Yeah, that one was actual SCOTUS.
Okay.
It just cracks me up, because just so we're clear. Okay. To a leftoid, a dude praying by himself on the 50-yard line after a extracurricular football game is more offensive than Drag Queen Story Hour.
Yeah, here we go. I mean, oh my God.
It's not going to lick itself.
Wow.
That's what they're saying.
Listen, oh my God. Like, just, it is insane. And I'm going to be honest, and I've already covered this at the supporter stream, but these Supreme Court decisions are further dividing between the blue states and the red states.
Yeah. What were you calling it the other day, Jimmy? Civil War 2.0, I believe, is what you said.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, I mean, you got. What was you got the federal government ignoring SCOTUS?
Mm-hmm.
You got the states ignoring the feds, and you got the feds ignoring the states. Like, we're just just saying we're not gonna, you know, honor your shit, basically.
Well, I mean, if you historically look at the what was going on for the 30 years prior to the first Civil War, and a lot of that stuff was in regards to slavery and what have you,
yeah,
And it was just, there was all these Supreme Court decisions and all kinds of other stuff taking place. And before you know it, you know, the shooting starts.
Yep.
So.
I know this one is your favorite. So SCOTUS just struck down a major New York gun control law and the biggest victory for the Second Amendment in more than a decade.
Well, all right. I spent 5.5 years in New York State. That's where I ran into the red trash.
Red trash country.
Yeah, red trash country, man. And when I went there, I took a bolt action 303 target rifle and a pump action 12 gauge shotgun. That's it. I didn't take any pistols, nothing else. I didn't want to have any chance of getting hemmed up and you know, by the local PD.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
But basically, this decision points to a nationwide shall issue for concealed carry, which it's not constitutional carry, but it's a step in the right direction.
It is a step in the right direction. And like, I was considering getting my pistol permit in New York State, but I would not change my home of record to the state. So I'm like, because I've always kept it in the city of Berkeley in Michigan.
Okay.
And they're like, well, you know, I don't have to tell you. I'm like, fuck it. Whatever. If somebody comes into my domicile, they're leaving in two pieces because they're getting hit by a 3-inch magnum double-odd buckshot. And the cop is like, that works for me.
That works for me, man.
So I like appreciate that. I'm like, okay. But, you
know. It's all good. It's, you know, I agree with this comment here from Rob Ho, Rob Howe in the chat. He says the Second Amendment is your constitutional carry. A fucking man.
It is.
Every piece of gun control should be thrown out.
Shall not be infringed.
Yeah.
Okay. And here's another thing. And I've talked about this before. You go in the military, you come out, and as soon as you show up at your home of record, you go to the county it's located in, talk to the sheriff, get put on a list to be deputized in case of emergency. There's your well-regulated militia right there.
You're damn right. Well, the well-regulated militia at the time, regulated meaned stocked and able to function. It's like any other word that has changed definitions in the past, like 50-some-odd years, you know?
But, I mean, that's what I would do.
Yeah, well, used to be related to temperature.
Yeah.
Woman used to mean adult human female.
Yeah. Like, if I was in charge, that's what I would do. You get out of the military, you go to the county, they take your name, your soch. Okay, you were on the deputization list, and now if you fuck up and get a felony or something, you're going to drop off for a while, but you should. And if, unless it's like egregious, I'm a firm believer when you get out of prison and you're done with parole, you know, you should be able to reapply to have your gun rights reinstated. And it shouldn't cost $10,000.
Yeah.
Nope.
But instead, roundabout in the same like 48-hour period, we got this bullshit Senate bill, which, I mean, it hasn't officially been passed. I think they passed it first, and now it's going to the House.
Yeah, it's going to get passed to the House.
And I don't know if this is not mentioned in this particular article, and I had a hard time finding it. Evidently, the Senate only got this bill an hour before they were supposed to vote on it. You know who got it first? The media. And
listen,
like 14 Republican senators cucked on this. It passed 64 to 34.
And we need to, they need to go away.
Yeah.
They need to be voted the fuck out.
Primary these fucking.
Those fuckers. Yeah. Listen, the Republican. All right. Part of the reason we're in such a fucking quagmire right now is while the Democrats were doing a lot of this horse shit for the past 20-some-odd years, the Republicans literally sat on their ass with a thumb up their butthole, and they, all they were doing constructively was once in a while they would switch thumbs. That's it.
Yeah.
And I'm so fucking sick of the Republicans not doing shit. Listen, if you're a Republican and you're one of those guys who just doesn't do anything, you want to get the paycheck or go with the flow, you need to fucking get the fuck out. Yep. We don't need you in the government. All right. And if you get elected, it doesn't matter what party you are. For the most part, you should be basically listening to the people who voted you in. So if they want, you know, if there's concerns about taxes or business or whatever, that's what you should focus on. Not these leftoid crazy policies.
Yeah.
You should work for the people who put you in office. Because guess what? You're not their leader. You are their representative.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. If they would fucking just follow that simple rule, the government would probably be a conducting itself a lot smoother, but they're not.
Most of the people that we see in Congress now are not representing their constituents.
No.
They're representing the party on a national level. And I'm sorry, the Democrat National Convention, you know, the DNC, they basically take the opinions of L.A. and New York.
And sometimes Illinois.
And they blanket it to the rest of the country.
Yeah. That's going to be another huge bone of contention.
Yeah. And the Republicans are just as bad about it.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, we don't care what people in L.A. think or what they do, because fuck them.
That's right.
Listen, these people are degenerates. When over 40% of your youth identifies as some confused poles and holes shit, no one wants to hear anything you have to say.
Yeah. And oh, my God. I couldn't have said it better, bro. Wow, that was very effective. Well, you are the English major, and I'm the grunt.
So. Well, why don't we talk about a little bit? So red flag laws are basically Minority Report for the Second Amendment. That's
correct.
Bad. And now they're saying that they're going to have special background checks if you're like 18 to 21, to which I have this to say. If an 18-year-old isn't mature enough to own a firearm, then 5-year-olds aren't mature enough to change their gender.
Absolutely correct.
So fuck
absolutely
off.
Correct. Now yep. Listen. All right. They're focusing on the guns. A gun is a fucking tool. All right. Now, we've had military-grade weapons floating around out there since forever.
Yeah.
We've never had this mass school shooter thing until about 20 years ago in the 90s.
CIA.
Well, yes.
CIA.
But another
secret
thing.
Secret government.
But another thing that's leading to a lot of this is they destroyed the nuclear family.
Yep.
And the violence we're seeing is a symptom of our civilization crumbling.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what they say about toxic masculinity? If it was actually toxic, the children of single mothers would be thriving.
Correct.
Instead of diving into an early grave.
Yeah, they're going to prison, they're going to the nut house, and then they're going to the graveyards.
Yep. Or rehab.
Yeah. Yeah, if they're lucky, they get to go to rehab.
Go to the crack house first and then the big house.
With the fentanyl floating around out there, some of these young people who don't have a lot of experience fuck around with that shit.
Yeah.
They fuck around and they find out.
Yep. Did you guys hear about the really big bust down in California way? That happened recently.
Wasn't there enough fentanyl to kill everyone in the state or the country, something like that?
It was like four states or something. What I read,
it was like 100 million. They had enough pills to kill 100 million people, and they released them.
Of course, because it was a victimless crime, right?
God. Yeah.
Okay. Listen. All right.
Just remember, dude, these are the same people who, without even reading it, passed a gun law because we got to save the kids, and now they're up in arms over women being held accountable for their bad decisions.
I'm sorry. If you are smuggling that level of drugs around, you should face the death penalty.
I 100% agree on that.
All right. If you are flying, a ton of cocaine into the country and they find you, you're dead.
Yeah.
If you get caught, butt muling fucking drugs across the fucking border, you're fucking dead.
Now there's your power bottom right there.
Yeah. I'm sorry. this fentanyl thing. Listen. Okay. Since everything is war to me. Okay.
Of course.
I'm going to put it in war tone, in a war context.
War context.
All right. So this fentanyl is so deadly that you need, enough on the end of a pin to make you high. Yep.
It's like 3 micrograms is an overdose.
One to 3 micrograms is a fucking overdose.
And how much did Fentanyl Floyd take before he before his death got blamed on a police officer?
Like, 2 grams or something.
And it was like totally was murdered, yeah.
It was somewhere between eight and 11 pills. All right. I don't know. But my thing is this, though.
This is why we drink, man.
Nerve gas can, the amount that you can put on the head of a pin will fucking kill you. And if it doesn't kill you, it will permanently fuck your body.
Damn.
All right.
It's like that shit in The Rock.
So this fentanyl literally has the strength of a military grade chemical fucking weapon.
And
why
yet,
the fuck are we not treating it as a chemical fucking weapon?
Because, let's be honest. It's because there are power bottom mules up in Congress who are in with the cartels that shuffle this shit into the country along with the illegals that come with it. And they have worked out a money laundering scheme that we will never know the full extent of.
Fast and furious.
And they don't give a flying fuck as long as they get rich.
You're right. And it's not going to change until we can, totally flip-flop what's going on in the government now. Yeah. And it's not going to change.
No.
But,
that's why people don't want me to have. People been telling me on Twitter, if you don't like it, well, why don't you run for office? I'm like, you don't want me to run for office because I will sneak shit in bills like what they're doing now, and it will royally fuck your plans up for the near future.
Break all the toys, Jimmy. Break them all.
If I got elected into office, I would follow my own advice, and I would represent the people who put me there, number one. Number two, if I didn't have enough time to read a bill and get familiarized with what it's going to do, I am not going to vote for it.
Exactly.
All right. Like that whole Obamacare.
It should be illegal to pass a bill without having read it.
Well, it should be illegal to pass a bill in the middle of the fucking night when they know it won't pass when normal people are there.
Yeah, and let's give this to the media first because they're voting on it, right? And then we'll give it to the senators an hour before it's supposed to be passed. And because we're giving it a nice public relations friendly name like Patriot Act or what did they call this piece of shit? I can't even remember. I'm like,
like the Child Safety Act or some shit like that.
Oh, it's so ridiculous. Oh, we're going to make everyone safe with the guns. Yeah, because the guns by themselves are the problem.
Well, the thing is they the world, the people are pulling the strings, need to disarm our population because it's the only thing keeping the United States from going under is the fact that, you know, if we do like real stupid shit, we could have hundreds of thousands of our men in the street wanting to fucking string us up. We probably shouldn't do that.
Well, in that case, I'm glad that the Supreme Court decided to at least pass shall issue for the country.
Mm-hmm. They're going to try to pass laws and what have you. And it's,
I know. But I would say if this red flag law shit goes through, you can look forward to a lot of people, law-abiding citizens who haven't done jack shit, losing their right to bear arms because, as we all know, women never lie.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
This comes from avoiceformen.com. Especially if you're getting divorced, you need to pay attention. With child custody disputes, some research indicates that up to 70% of domestic violence allegations are considered false. Literature purports that the prevalence of false allegations is up to 84%. And approximately 85% of those are issued against men. So even if we go with the lower figure, over 2/3 of accusations are fabricated. And with this new Senate law, if it passes through the House, you don't get to carry a gun anymore because somebody lied through their fucking teeth.
Correct.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to have to correct you on that because I believe it did get passed.
Well, it was passed, from what I saw in the article, it was passed in the Senate and then sent back to the House for some reason. I'm not sure if it's officially passed, or I could be misinformed. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, more than likely, this is going to wind up being, you know, signed into law, and it's going to be another 3 to 5 years at a minimum to get it up in front of the Supreme Court to have it struck down. Yeah. But in the meantime, lots of people's lives are going to get fucking ruined because of it.
Yeah. And they're law-abiding gun owners with not a scratch on their record. And as we all know, again, 90% of guns used in crime are obtained illegally. So what in the flying fornication is this going to do for gun crime?
Nothing.
Nothing. It might make it worse because that's what we see all over the country. Every place that has strict gun control, skyrocketing gun crime.
But here's the thing. We're still the same evil, hairless monkeys we've always been. Now, over in England, right, they've taken away all their guns. And those motherfuckers are walking around, you know, England with knives, stabbing the shit out of each other. All right? I mean, it is absolutely ludicrous. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Jimmy got it.
Uh-huh. What about
somebody get me some more booze.
Yeah, what about the guy who keeps driving, and they keep driving their vehicles into crowds and killing people? Are we going to get rid of all the fucking cars
and
trucks?
That was a self-driving SUV, Pop. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, that car was just driving itself. There totally was not a stunning and brave BIPOC person of color behind the wheel.
No.
That has been openly racist and rapped about hurting and injuring people of an opposite certain race.
Correct.
But that's okay. He's gonna. He plead.
Totally
okay. His lawyers went and said, "Oh, he's pleading insanity."
Yeah, and CNN whitewashed his photo, so it's all good. But how long do you think before this gets overturned?
It's gonna take.
Hopefully, not too long, because this is some fucking straight up bullshit.
It's gonna take 3 to 5 years before it gets.
This is a direct violation of the. This is taking the Second Amendment and wiping your ass with it.
Black. Yep, absolutely correct. And like I've said it before, they're going after the tools when they should be trying to fix the people.
Well, the thing is, they're the ones who made the people the way they are by incentivizing the destruction of the nuclear family, single motherhood, and encouraging no consequences for the bad decisions of women. They're the ones who took our society and led it down this primrose path. They're not going to admit they were wrong, especially when it's far too useful to divide people.
Yep.
And skim money off the top.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
The more emotional people you have emotionalizing their politics, the more Democrats come into power, the more they can tax you and skim off the top. Oh, don't worry about my six-figure salary that somehow ballooned to an eight-figure income this year. It's not a big deal. Just keep an eye on this hand. Don't look at what the hand back here is doing.
Correct.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.